Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, it is. And this morning we're chatting to Dr. James McCage from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute at the University of Auckland. And we're talking about an alternative to hypodermic needles, which comes from the drug itself being administered. Kia ora, James. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm really well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. This is a very topical conversation to be having at the moment. Obviously, we're all talking about vaccination. And there are some, you know, drawbacks. People have serious needle phobias and things like this. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what the research you're looking into is all about?
Yeah, sure. So generally speaking, the idea is that we can build a liquid drug, so it could be a vaccine, up to a really high pressure, and then it's only allowed to escape through one tiny hole, and that hole's about the width of a human hair. And as the drug comes out of that hole, it's traveling so fast that it can break through the top layers of your skin and deliver itself into the underlying tissue without ever needing a needle. And so we're looking at ways that we can kind of control this process by using an electric motor to pressurize the drug, and that can allow us to control the depth that it goes to, which you might need to change depending on what drug you're trying to deliver.
This sounds like pretty incredible technology. And how long has this type of research been going on?
Yeah, so actually the idea itself of just using a liquid jet to break through the skin to deliver a drug started quite a while ago, the middle of the last century. But generally speaking, people have tried to do it without controlling that speed and therefore controlling the depth that it goes to. And so the thing that we're doing that's kind of new, I guess, is by using a controllable technology to make sure that we can control that depth and control the spread of the drug in the tissue.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your PhD as well? Because that seems to be looking at the way in which you can control this more specifically too. What were you researching when you were doing your doctorate?
Yeah, so one of the difficulties, I guess, is when you're using the speed of the drug itself to break through the skin, you kind of have to be going at a certain speed, otherwise it won't break through the skin. And so that means that you have to deliver it at quite a fast rate. And at some point, the tissue begins to kind of say, I'm full, I can't take any more drug. And you begin to get the drug spilling out or not successfully being delivered. So my PhD was kind of looking at the volume constraints of this technology, so how much volume are we actually able to deliver into the skin when we're having to force it in as a fast jet.
And this is something that seems like one, you know, positive of having the hypodermic needle situation is that it's really cost effective, it's very lightweight and easy to sort of maneuver. Is that something that's being looked at for this particular technology at the same time?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, needles are hard to beat, like you say, because they do their job really well. They allow you to kind of control by just choosing how far you poke the needle in, exactly where you deposit the drug. And so that's kind of what we think has been kind of wrong or limiting this needle-free technology from having, you know, a good uptake in the market, is that you previously haven't been able to really precisely control how deep you go or what tissue you deliver it to. And so by adding that control to the process, we think we can at least control the depth. And so what I'm beginning to look into now is ways that we might be able to actually control the spread or delivery over wide areas now too.
Does this have like a specific, are you looking at this technology for like any particular type of vaccine, or is this just for the functionality more than the specific drugs you'd be trying to administer? Do you have any kind of parameters around that at the moment?
Yeah, that's a great question, because essentially that's one of the reasons why needles and syringes are so good, because you can kind of fill them up with whatever drug you want and then choose where you put it. And so in a way, we hope that this technology can get to the same point that you could, you know, depending on what drug you load it with, change some parameters and deliver kind of any drug. But you got to start somewhere, I guess. For example, vaccines like to be delivered you traditionally deliver them to the muscle, but what we can do instead is target these immune cells that you have just under your skin, which are really hard to target with a needle. So actually this technology is able to get better immune responses to quite a lot of vaccines, because you're able to deliver it very shallow, and if you spread it out, you can get a really good response.
And so what's the timeline looking like for this technology being something that we might see more regularly? Is this something that you expect, you know, is still going to take quite a bit of time to get to that point where we can see it in our sort of everyday lives?
Yeah, so I think it will become more and more prevalent perhaps over the next 5 years or so. It's a long journey, and I think a lot of the ways that perhaps the industry and how it's regulated is set up is very much set up to regulate the thing that's being injected, so the drug, rather than to come onto the scene and say, we've got a new device and you can put almost any drug into your body with it. Can you approve that? They'll never approve it, so you've got to kind of get that approved with every single drug.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's slow going, but kind of we're getting to the point where there's a company we're somewhat associated with in the States that are working on a specific drug, and they're getting closer and closer to market. There are ones you can buy, spring-based injectors you can buy for insulin delivery that are already out there. So slowly but surely, we're seeing, you know, a bit more uptake.
It sounds like really fascinating research. And I mean, we're all armchair experts on this kind of stuff at the moment. So I think, you know, people are thinking about this, and we're going to be talking about this kind of stuff more prevalently in the mainstream. So it's really awesome to hear about this research that you're doing. Thank you, James, for speaking with us about it this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on.
Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too. Thanks so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank